Okay, so today we're doing a deep dive into some lyrics.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah, this is a song called Mexico.
Okay.
And it's by this musician who goes by the name Billy Whitecam.
All right, interesting name.
Yeah. And it gets even more interesting because his real name is William Brandis,
Okay.
and he's blind.
Wow. Okay. So that really grabs my attention right away. I mean, when you think about blind musicians throughout history,
Yeah.
like Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles, they always seem to bring something extra special to their music. It's like their other senses, like their hearing and feeling are even stronger,
Right.
and they create these amazing sonic landscapes. I'm really curious to see how that plays into Billy Whitecam's work.
Yeah, definitely. It adds a whole other dimension to things.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's jump into the chorus of this song, Mexico.
All right.
On the surface, it seems pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
He wants to leave the U.S.
Okay.
and head down Mexico way. But I think the real question here is, what's pushing him to make that move?
Yeah, a good question.
What's the motivation?
Well, there's this one line that I think might give us a clue. He says, to counter the MAGA clan. So there's definitely like a political angle going on here.
Right.
It makes you think, has there ever been a time when you felt so, I don't know, disillusioned with the state of things
Yeah.
that you just wanted to pick up and leave, start fresh somewhere else?
Totally. And, when we move on to verse one, it becomes pretty clear that this isn't just some random whim for our songwriter.
Okay.
He's got his passport, he's got this whole master plan laid out.
This is
Yeah,
serious.
like this is a really deliberate and carefully considered move he's making.
Yeah, that's interesting. And then when you get to verse two, the whole feel of the song kind of shifts,
Oh, interesting. How so?
Well, suddenly it's all about immersing himself in Mexican culture,
Right.
learning Spanish, even finding love with the señorita. It's almost like he's painting this romanticized picture of Mexico in his mind.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, like this yearning for a simpler life, a more harmonious life, maybe. It's
Right.
a very different vibe than the first verse.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so then we get to verse three, and things take another turn. Yeah, so now it's all electric guitar and rocking out under the stars, and he's dressed in black like Johnny Sue.
Hold on, wait, is that a reference to Johnny Cash?
I think it might be right.
Because yes, Johnny Sue,
Yeah.
it's like it's got to be a nod to Johnny Cash's whole man in black persona. Like
Yes.
you can't miss that connection.
Yeah.
And Cash, he used his music to challenge the establishment to really make a statement.
Right.
And it seems like Billy Whitecam might be trying to do the same thing here.
Right. It makes you think about how he sees himself and his music.
Totally. It transforms the song into something way more powerful than just a travelogue.
Absolutely. And it's not even just about escaping anymore, right?
Right.
He wants to write songs, sing true, find an audience on YouTube. This isn't just running away from something. It's about chasing this dream.
Yeah, it's about creating something new, finding his voice.
Exactly. So he's got this whole vision, right?
Right? But then the song ends on this repeated phrase, heading down Mexico way. But it just fades out.
Oh, interesting.
And it leaves this lingering feeling of uncertainty, don't you think?
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Like maybe it's more about the longing and the dream than actually reaching the destination. What do you think?
I think you're right on the money with that. It leaves you wondering, is this a concrete plan he's got,
Right.
or just this deep yearning for something better? It's kind of open-ended.
Yeah, definitely. And
Yeah.
we've uncovered a lot here,
We
right?
have. It's this whole mix of political disillusionment, this desire for something new and exciting,
Yeah.
and then this powerful ambition to create.
It really taps into that universal human desire to find where you belong and to use your voice to say something meaningful.
Exactly. And it makes you think, like, what would you be willing to risk for a dream?
Right.
Could you leave everything you know behind and start over like that?
It's a powerful question to consider, and I think it's what makes this song so captivating.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that was a really interesting deep dive.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Me too. Until next time.
See ya.